Hare Krishna. How do you like the background? Looks pretty nice, huh? Especially if you're living in a hellish city. There's mountains in the background. I'm on a farm in Tamil Nadu in India. The rice crops almost ready for harvesting. And behind that, I don't know if you can see it, there's sugar cane, and then behind that there's so many farms, and then there's some small mountains or big hills. So it looks very nice. Looks better than the average scene that most people see nowadays, looking out of their window in some office in some hellish city. City in the modern world means hellish city. So it looks pretty nice. And I'm not very much up on technical stuff, but I'm told that the recording is state of the art, both visually and audio, so it's quite impressive. Anyway, so what? it's not really at all the packaging, it's the message. There's messaging, the message and the package. Message can just mean just conveying some piece of information. A message also, the word message also has a meaning of something very meaningful. So what is important is the message, not so much the package. The message is the internal, the substance. And the package is that in which it's delivered. Just like sometimes you'll find you get something delivered and there's some huge box, and inside it there's a tiny little electrical item and a huge box. They make the package so attractive. It's an important part of marketing that you make something look good to make it sell. It should be how well it functions, but people are stupid, and the modern age makes people more stupid with all the advertising, so they try to make it look good. This is the whole story of material life. We're trying to make things look good when there's nothing really there. There's no substance inside. Trying to make a old woman who's anyway not very beautiful doing different exercises, makeup, and different yoga to try. But anyway, even the so-called beautiful woman, what is it? It's outside it may look good, inside it's just bones and blood and all kinds of nasty substances. But we're attracted to externals. And that's particularly true in the modern age, where people have what is called a very short attention span. If we show something on YouTube and it's a 30-minute talk, a lot of people are not even going to, 30 minutes, I can't spend 30 minutes. They can spend 30 minutes looking at 50 different little things. Boom, 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 quick, 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 quick. But going deeply into something, trying to understand, that they're not interested in. So that's a dilemma of those who are trying to present Krishna consciousness in the modern age. We have a message to put across. What is the message? Utishta jagrata prapya varangni bodhata. Arise, awake, become aware of the valuable boon that we have in the human life. That now we have the human form of life after many, 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 many births. We got it. It's not going to last long. We're going to die soon. Before we die, we should do that, which is whatever is required, so that we don't have to get born again. We should understand we're in a very precarious situation. You can spend your whole life flipping through different things on the internet, but every moment, tick, 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 we're going towards death. We're going to get born again. So what do we have to do so that we don't get born again? This is what we should be thinking of. This is the real subject on which our intelligence should be focused. But it's difficult to get attention. So we try to, part of presenting this message is to try to present it in a way that people will be attracted toward it. And I happen to be here at this farm, so why not have this nice scene in the background? But that's not the real thing. It's milking time for the cows, so they're letting it be known they want to be milked. So, but it doesn't really matter where we are, or what the background is, or what the foreground is, or whether I shaved or I didn't. Or this, there was 1960s, early 1961, something like that, presidential election in America, and it was very tight, and they reckoned that John F. Kennedy got in because he looked better than Richard Nixon, who was the opponent, and he'd shaved, whereas Richard Nixon hadn't. And then the women voted for him more, and that tilted the election. On such flimsy grounds, people make important decisions, whether they immediately like it or not. But what we like and what we need might not be the same thing. Just like we, in sickness, if you have typhoid, you might like to eat some heavy food, some paratha, this just like chapati cooked in ghee, very tasty, no doubt, but that will kill you. So you might want to eat it, but you shouldn't eat it. So what we need and what we think we like are not necessarily the same thing. That's something we have to learn. It's a child may want to drink some phenyl toilet cleaner. It looks like milk. But the mother restrains the child. Don't drink that. The child starts crying because he thinks what he thinks he likes is not what he really needs. So we try to some extent, we try to present it in a way that will be attractive to people. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he made his books and had superb artwork, good quality paper, was very concerned that there not be spelling mistakes, and presented it in a way that looks attractive. And we, for those of us who read books, it's not that everyone's interested, but we know the feeling that if you see a book which is on some not very well printed, is not very clear, and the paper doesn't look nice, and the print is very small, and there's not much gap between the lines, and there's the huge long paragraphs, you don't feel so much to read it. Whereas if it's on good paper, crisp, clear printing, then you're more likely to look at it, and with an attractive cover. So packaging helps to attract people, and that's practically the whole advertising business is running on that, what to speak of packaging for all kinds of goods. But really, at least what I'm trying to say here, the message is important, and what anyone who is speaking on a religious or philosophical or educational or political platform, they all feel that their message is important. And the packaging, that's secondary. Now, it can be a dilemma for those of us who are trying to give this message of Bhagavad Gita as it is, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to surrender to Him, which means becoming free from the petty sense gratification which is so prominent in the modern world. People don't want to hear it. So we may throw in a few jokes. No any good jokes? Tell me a joke and tell a joke quickly. No need to tell jokes. We've got important things to say. We may tell a joke here and there. But joking isn't our... it isn't our sum and substance. But we find that people are not interested to hear. If we tell jokes, then it becomes very... they become very popular. We have many people hearing. So what should we do? Tell a lot of jokes and become an expert speaker with all the different movements and emphasize what you're saying, put on a little drama. Know how to say suddenly, speaking in a quiet voice, then suddenly in a loud voice, and then again quiet. And dramatics. It may be good for getting some attention. But then if we become too much concerned with that, instead of giving the message, oh, I shouldn't say, if I say that, oh, on Facebook, I won't get so many likes. If I smile nicely, did I brush my teeth? Oh, I have to whiten my teeth. Ah, they're not very white, are they? You should go and get them whitened up. Ah, yeah, now I'm a Facebook figure. You've got to get more likes. But that's not the main thing. If one person can understand from what we are saying, if one person can understand the seriousness of human life and how we have to use it in such a way that we don't get born again, that we don't get attracted by these externals, then our speaking is successful. How many likes you have, how many followers you have, it's not the success. Practically, if you cheat people, you'll get many, many followers, because people want to be cheated. They want to feel they're being spiritual when it's just a feeling. There's nothing real there. Spiritual life means it begins with atata, brahma, jignasa, serious inquiry into the nature of reality, into the nature of birth, death, the source of everything, why we're here, why we're suffering in this material world. Serious spiritual practice means there has to be detachment from the objects of the senses, from wanting to enjoy. Cows are happy. They're enjoying. From wanting to enjoy this material world. The very concept that we should enjoy this material world is antithetical to spiritual advancement. Who wants to hear that? How many Facebook likes will you get if we tell people that meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and wandering around aimlessly on the internet, living for Facebook likes, if we tell people this is all nonsense, how many followers will you get? But we want to get many people to understand this message. They require, people are wasting their human life. We're so fortunate that we got the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who kindly instructed in all these things, us in all these things. Otherwise, in the Western countries, who was doing that? So, the message is required. We have important things to say. We shouldn't water down our message so that people will like it. Practically, we can say if many people like something, it's bogus, because the whole material world, the commercialized society, it's all running on superficiality. So to be very popular is almost in and of itself a disqualification, even for a so-called swami. So enjoy the nice view. If you like, you can come and join us. We have farms in which people can live simply and chant Hare Krishna and utilize their human form of life. We live a very good life in all respects. Clean air, clean food, living with great people who are interested in self-realization, Krishna consciousness. This is our message. Don't waste your human life. Chant Hare Krishna. Make your life perfect. Don't get born again. We'll pray to Krishna for intelligence to put this message over in a way that people will accept it without simply looking for superficialities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.